Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Well, it's another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Hey, you know, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, it's Friday. So you know what that means. Heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And as we wait for my brother to come on, amen, to hit this thing off, I want to once again take this opportunity to thank God for all you that have been listening. Truly, indeed, it has been a blessing. And I thank God for this opportunity to present the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you to listen. So may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. And in this time, may you see the hand of God move in your lives personally. I pray for miracles in the lives of God's people today. For those of you who have been diligently seeking the Lord in prayer and fasting, may the Lord open up this revelation of whatever you're desiring to know, that it will be opened up unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us take this time to praise him. Thank God for the things that he's doing. And hey, glory to God. I know that what you prayed about, it seemed like it ain't happening or going to happen. But thank God for it and watch God bring it to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Whoever this word is for, God is going to witness to you that this word is for you. Someone out there may have been praying, hallelujah, for a financial blessing. Maybe you asked God about this thing for a while back, and it seemed like it's not going to happen. But I want you to know that if you open your mouth and praise him, you know, we have allowed the devil to stop our mouths from praising God. We have allowed him to keep us on silent. And we have allowed him to speak such suggestions to us to cause our eyes to be placed on our circumstances instead of giving him the glory. Let us give him the glory and honor and praise that he deserves and watch the hand of God move. Glory. Watch the mountain move. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, children of Israel. March around Jericho. Follow the instructions of the Lord and then give a shout. Praise God and give a shout and watch the walls of Jericho come down. And watch you be able to take hold of that which God had promised. So let us not continue to let the devil stop our mouths from praising God. Give him a glory. Hallelujah. Come on, join with the angels at heaven and praise our Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised and be glorified. Amen. Glory be to God. And if there's ever a time we need to give God glory, now is the time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, get into the groove of praising God, because the time going to come that the persecution is going to be ramped up. Amen. And you're going to have to still be able to praise God in the midst of the time of the persecution, in the time where people are going to turn on you, in the time where they're going to come and try to take your stuff. Amen. Let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Greetings, sir. Greetings, shalom.
God bless. Can you hear me? Good. Can you hear me clearly, brother?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay.
You hear me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Shalom. And to everyone, greetings and a wonderful name, an awesome, marvelous name. Oh, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And to all the people in all the earth from wherever we heard, we welcome you to be partakers and to share with us the wonderful news. Jesus Christ really loves you, and he really cares. So this is Handmaid's Night to the women in particular around the world in every place, the women of God, the women in Christ, who are on their mission, on their assignment, whether it's being a wife, whether it's just being a mother, but whatever their great assignment is, we celebrate you. So, brother, this is a great day. Getting a little cool up here today. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if it's feel like it's getting close to the late, 60s or something. I don't know. It may feel like a little 68, 69 or something like that.
Yes. You know, what is it? This Monday is the first day of fall. So, I have to say, as much as I love the heat, I have to say I am grateful for fall. I am very grateful for the fall time.
You know, you're grateful, huh?
Yeah.
Well, certain parts of the earth.
Amen.
You know, certain parts of the earth is a 24-hour difference. So while you're enjoying this, maybe north of the equator or west of the equator or something, they're enjoying darkness, or we're enjoying day or some other place, and they're enjoying primary cold all year, snow all year. And then some people have two seasons in the earth, and some people have four seasons, and some have three seasons. So a lot of difference in all the earth.
Amen. Most definitely, brother. You're right on that. I totally agree. Amen. I just thank God for this day.
But you know,
I just thank God for this day. You know, and I just thank Him for what He's doing, brother, that our eyes have yet to see. Amen.
Yeah, we just want to give great honor to the great God of Israel, Jehovah, and His beloved Son, Jesus, and knowledge of the Holy Spirit and the blood of the New Testament. We're grateful. But, you know, the one thing that doesn't change, no matter geographically or demographically, the one thing that remains the same, unchangeable, and this is the good news to everyone that's listening tonight, the unchangeable song, the unchangeable announcement to you in all the world. And we're going to read to you the simplicity of the great and good news, the unchanging love of Christ and God for all people. Would you turn to Luke chapter 2, brother, and read the first beginning of verse 6 down to verse 14. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundance above all that we ask or think, according to the power of Jesus Christ that worketh in us today. Delight yourself wherever you're hearing, sisters, mothers and wives and husbands, ambassadors. We announce something great that's unchangeable. And it's found in Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 6.
Luke chapter 2, for those of you that are listening, we're going to Luke chapter 2. If you have your Bibles with you, hey, read along with us. We're not trying to do anything hideous. We want you to read for yourself also and see the word of God. I'm coming from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 6 to verse 14. First of all, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God. We thank you for the opportunity to take this journey into the Word of God once again. And we know, Lord, that as we acknowledge you before all our ways, you would direct our paths in your Word. Therefore, we know that we take not this journey alone into the Word of God, but that your Spirit is with us. So, Lord, we take this opportunity to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 14. And the Word of God said, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Wow. And then we're going to back that up and give a second witness in Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse, 18, Matthew's, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.
Matthew chapter 1. Verse 18 to verse 23 is where we're heading now. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Word of God says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us."
Wow, beloved, we just want to let you know, no matter how dark it may seem in your life or wherever you are, this is the unchanging, absolutely word of hope, the absolutely unchanging eternal truth that your only deliverance solution for the darkness, for the sorrow and the grief, for the chaos, confusion, and the emptiness in your life, in your community, in your nation, and in your government. This is the news. The simple announcement that happened 2,000 years and more. Announcement that was made. The greatest news, the greatest announcement that heaven will found. And this announcement was made, and it's still real, it's vibrant, it's still relevant to every need on the earth. A sounding what is the answer and the need of every human being every person, every community, every country, every nation, every person, every government. This awesome news that we just read to you is written. And Satan is doing all he can to erase and confuse and make you not believe this simple but yet awesome truth that was born. And I want you to read this because it's very important in Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah the prophet in the Bible, chapter 9, beginning verse 6 to 8. And as you read to follow up, the prophet spoke of this awesome event that would take place that we just read you. They spoke 800 years before that it was going to happen. This glorious and wonderful news called the gospel of redemption. In Isaiah chapter 9, we're going to begin at verse 6 to 8.
We're going to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. The word of God says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lightened upon Israel."
So, beloved, wherever you're at, this prophecy, this promise has been fulfilled 2,000 years ago, and it is the everlasting, absolute truth that Satan wants to destroy this hope for every individual, wherever they be at, every human being, every flesh, every person that's lost in the old nature of sin, the Adam sin. We were born outside of the will of God. Our nature was separate from God. It is called the Adam's inherent sin that's in every human being, every flesh. And you're searching to find the answer, and the world is grappling in darkness and chaos and sorrow and grief because they are separated from the hope that is only in God. And they must understand this wonderful news, this unchanging news that we just read you, which is called gospel. And the word gospel means what the angel said, good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born this day. That's the good joy. That's the good news that never changes. That's your hope today. Whether you're in prison, whether you're in poverty, starvation, whether tyranny and oppression in your government, this person who is called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Everlasting God, is the peace that you search for, is the joy, is the forgiveness, is the redemption that you search for. And so we want you to know that's what the word gospel means. Gospel, gospel. The Bible speaks about the time of the gospel, the good news. Hallelujah. And the gospel came of one called the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. John the Baptist said when he saw him at the River Jordan, he's coming, he saw Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins."
Seem like we have a disconnect. My brother's call has dropped, but we will give him a few minutes to come back on. Many of you know that there has been difficulties and troubles being faced, and no doubt in my mind that the biggest part of this is satanic interference. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost and power, his work and power of restoring, where we would see the hand of God move this day. Satan, you are a defeated foe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to turn loose of these airwaves And we loose the will of God to flow freely throughout these airways in Jesus' almighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For he's worthy to be praised and be glorified, people. Amen. He is God. And no matter how much interference Satan tries to cause in your life, remember that he's not more powerful than Almighty God. Always keep that in mind. I know many times we forget and it escapes our mind, but let's keep it in mind that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Make sure, beloved, that you keep that in mind, because there's none greater than Almighty God. You will not find anyone greater than him. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Just like his name declare him to be, that is who he is. Okay. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And there is none greater than him. Hallelujah. None at all. You will never find anyone or anything that is greater than our God. Hallelujah. If you're searching, I'm here to tell you, you're wasting your time, because you'll never find anyone or anything better than him. I don't care how hard you look. I don't care where you look. You will never, never find anyone greater than our God. He is worthy to be glorified and to be praised. And my brother was speaking some good things with the word just a minute ago. And all of a sudden, y'all heard, call just dropped. Okay? Hallelujah. We know that that devil don't want none of that to get out to any of you that's listening. Somebody tonight may have been getting ministered to by that word. Amen. And the devil's like, uh-oh. Well, they hear that, man. They finna get free of some stuff. I got to run some interference. But see, Satan is defeated. Satan, I don't care what you do. That word's still going to get through to that person. Amen. I don't care what you do, what you say. That word is still going to get through to that person. Glory to God. And I just thank God for this day, once again, that he had made and created. Jesus Christ is Lord. And as my brother was just giving you the good news, glory to God, the good news. And I know many of you have more or less heard Jesus died for our sins. But see, you don't know the depthness of what he went through for you. And many times when we have the what I call on the surface knowledge, we tend to treat things lightly. But then when you get to get really deep and find out really what was done, many times you have like a change of mind of what you was thinking before. You're taking it more seriously. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God did something mighty and great for us in the sacrifice. Amen. And I know, like I said, many of you just heard, hey, he died for our sins, and it got to a point. I just listened to how some of you talk about it. Oh, yeah, he died for our sins. You know, you talk like it ain't nothing. And reason why is that many of us do not know the depths of what he went through for us. You have the, what I call, once again, on the surface knowledge. And see, that on the surface knowledge, you think you know all there is to know. And you have gotten to a point where you're treating it like it's just a routine talk. But I pray that the revelation of the Lord will come to all of you, and even to those of you that have such a thinking, that you will be awakened and shaken to how deep this thing was that Christ did for us, that it will bring a change of thinking with you, okay? That careless mode of attitude would leave, because this thing was greater than what you would know. Okay? Hallelujah. So it's more than just, well, he died for our sin, you know, and people talking like it ain't nothing. It's more than that, beloved. Remember that. It's more than that. Hallelujah. What he went through for us, glory to God. And I just say, how dare we talk like it ain't nothing, okay? Hallelujah. Some of you are going to get a greater revelation. Perhaps some of you out there have been, you know, saying unto the Lord, say, Lord, you know, I know you died for my sins, but I need you to take me a little deeper, you know. Show me what I don't see, what I don't understand concerning what you did for me. And guess what? He's going to do it. Amen. He's going to do it. Just hold on. Just wait. He's going to do it. He's going to take you deeper concerning that thing than ever before. Okay. He's going to take you deeper into that. And you're going to come to understand what he really did. What he really did for you. Because you got to make it personal. You know, he died for all. Don't get me wrong. But always make it more personal. Because then perhaps we were treated better than having a nonchalant attitude many times about it. Because even the sinners are, you know, taking notice, and the way they quoting it is the same way. You know, like, yeah, he died for our sin, yeah. So let me patch my brother up back on here. God bless you, brother.
When did that cut off?
Ooh, man, you cut off back here. Woo. You've been off, I say, at least a good maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, let me get back.
Okay.
I want to tell, brother, you, the world that what we just read in Matthew.
You were talking some good things, brother, so the devil said, no.
I want to say to the whole world that this is the absolutely truth, the absolutely deliverance and victory that we just read for the whole world and every nation and every person. This is the absolutely eternal hope and deliverance for you and wherever you are in the world. Wherever you are in every nation, this absolutely truth about the good news that the angel announced in Luke 2 came to pass, and it's still relevant and very important, and the only hope for nations and people and countries in every sphere of the earth. This good news that we just read you in Matthew and Luke is the absolutely unchanging truth and the only hope and deliverance for mankind. Only. You can read it in your Bible. I'm telling you that wherever your darkness, your sorrow, your grief, your disappointment, your brokenness, your hopelessness, despair, wherever you are, this truth that I read you about Matthew, Luke, about the angel's announcement about a Savior, Redeemer, is real. 2,000 years ago and more, he was died and rose and lived and ascended to heaven, and he shed his blood for our redemption. And he wanted to preach the good news. There's hope and deliverance only in him, and the cross and the death and his resurrection and his blood. And I want you to know, in your chaos, your confusion, your separation, your homely loneliness, suicidal attempt, oppression, that if you would call upon this true and living God called Jesus the Christ, Jehovah who sent his son, Jesus, this truth about Emmanuel, the Redeemer, the one born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, who ministered for 3.5 years, gave his life, shed his blood to redeem us, and rose on the third day and conquered Satan's death, hell, and grave. No other religion can offer you the three religions of hope. No other ideology anywhere can offer you the answer, solution for every nation, country, for every community, every marriage, every children. His name is Jesus the Christ. In your language, our English language, we call him in the English Yeshua Mashiach, in the Hebrew, but his English language, we call him Jesus the Christ, the Holy Messiah of Israel, the risen Lord. Therefore, wherever you are, this truth this eternal absolute truth that we just read, Yeshua, in Matthew and in Luke, stands forever an open door for you to call upon him. If you live in a nation where there's no Bible and they have laws that you cannot read the Bible, you can just say, here I am. I'm in this culture. I was born in darkness. I don't know the true and living God. I'm calling upon you. I'm calling upon you. I'm calling on the true and living God who created the heaven and earth. Make yourself known to me. The Bible said he's nigh unto them that search and seek for him. And if you call and seek to the living, true and living God to reveal himself and say, make yourself known, he will answer because he's searching for those that are seeking for him. Hallelujah. And he knows where you are. If you would invite him to come into your life and said, the book says I'm a sinner, born in sin and darkness. Come, Lord Jesus, light of salvation, Jesus, light of my deliverance, come. Come, I invite you. I invite you into my house, my home, to my nation. I invite you into my very future, Lord. Come live in me. So, okay, wherever you are, this great truth about the three R's, we call it the five R's, redemption, recovery, reconciliation, restoration, and resurrection hope. This is what the gospel consists of. And we're on this last going to tell you that tonight Satan is doing everything he can to deceive and divide you from this everlasting truth of hope. To deceive and divide. Every theology, every religion in the world, they cannot offer you this. No religion in the world outside of the gospel of Christ, outside of the gospel teachings of Jesus Christ as Lord, is the only hope for all mankind. Now, you can search it out and read it for the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, just call on the true and living God. He'll make himself known to you and continue to seek his face. He'll come to you and revisit you and change and transform life. All right. Nate, you can hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, sir.
I don't know why the devil didn't want me to get this in.
He sure didn't.
No good, rotten devil. But the Lord rebuke you. Okay. Had to get that in. That's the most important
Amen.
Message that's in the Bible. Oh, the good news, the glad tidings, the angel's message about the Savior born. There is no greater message, no greater news, no greater truth. And Satan is trying to divide and deceive people from this great truth. It is called the spirit of deception, the spirit of the Antichrist, the false. And so this truth is the divide between light and darkness, between that which false and real. This gospel is to separate from all religions in the earth the true and the living God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus, the risen Christ. Okay. How y'all been working this week?
Well, brother, I actually been on vacation. I've been on vacation this week, so I go back Monday.
You're on the broadcast, huh?
I've been on the broadcast. Every day now. For the past 2 weeks, me and brother Robert.
So y'all been getting through?
We had some, as you say, some drop calls, but we knew it was from Satan. Satan was trying to interfere with the message, but we revived on that. We came on back with the message, brother.
Okay, y'all learned to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We better learn, brother. We better learn.
Okay, well, in the 12th chapter of Matthew, verse 24 and 29, Jesus told the Jews about them calling him because he healed or cast out a devil. They called him, he was joined by the power of Satan. And Jesus was telling them, explained to them a principle. And he was telling them also that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And Satan is not casting out his own self. And that he was not casting out the spirit of Satan by the spirit of Satan. And that was foolishness and ignorance. How would be Satan dividing and casting out his own self, destroying his own kingdom? So a house divided against itself cannot stand. You notice that Satan is trying to divide and deceive people from this good news about Jesus is the only Christ, is the only redeemer, hope, and deliverer. That's why I had a statement to the world. I had to declare that, I had to proclaim that unchanging truth. Many things change, facts change, but the absolute truth of God's word never changes. The absolute truth of the gospel never changes. The redemption story, the story of recovery, of reconciliation, justification, the story of restoration and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the hope for mankind will never change. It stands forever. It is the absolute truth. It's not a fact. It's an absolute unchanging truth, a difference. Hallelujah. So I just want to get that into the whole world because people from outside of the country having all kind of chaos, confusion, war, tyranny, poverty, oppression, sickness, disease, that this name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, in our language we call him the Jesus Christ in English. In your language you speak it, it be in your language. Hallelujah. In the Hebrew he called Yeshua Mashiach because he was a Jew and came through the Jewish people. We refer to him as Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel. And he, the great God of Israel, Jehovah, the great God Yahweh, sent his son, Yeshua, to redeem us. And this truth remains relevant to all generations, and there is no other great truth. So all religions of the world must hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. As Matthew 28 said, go take it, show it, broadcast it, make it known to all of the earth, the good news we just read in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. The angels call it good news of great joy. So Satan wanted to divide. What do you think Satan wanted to divide and deceive people on this division and divide them from this great truth?
Because of deliverance. He don't want them delivered.
I think that scripture says that he told them to find the eternal light or eternal hope, the only redemption, the only way they can be reconciled to God and be redeemed from the curse that came upon the earth through Adam's sins, the curse that fell upon all mankind. He does not want them here to find a way back to be reconciled and redeemed and to be find life. Jesus said, I am the light. I'm the light of the world and I'm the life and the resurrection. So he did not want them to find eternal hope and redeemed from the curse that Adam brought, the sin of Adam, a spiritual death, sickness, disease, poverty, and oppression. He does not want them to find that through the good news of the gospel. And the only hope, the only hope for mankind. And he wants to divide, to separate, and confuse this simple truth that we just read, that the prophets spoke of, spoke of tonight. Wherever you are and whatever nation you are, whatever country, wherever you are, because in America, many people don't understand that they, many parts of the world do not have the freedom and liberty to practice any religion. Christianity is not a religion. I know a lot of people think that Christianity is a religion. No, Christianity or the Christ is a redemption relationship and reconciliation with the living God. Hallelujah. because a lot of people think it's another religion. No, it's not a religion. It's a revelation. It's a revelation from the living God of redemption and salvation and hope for all mankind through his Son. It's a relationship, it's a fellowship and reconciliation for all mankind to be reconciled to the living God. So when we talk about the gospel, we're not talking about a religion. We're talking about a relationship, and we're talking about a person.
Brother, you sound kind of far away there, brother.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay, I got you clearly now.
Okay. All right. Reconciliation to the living God. Redemption. Through the blood and death and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other religion in the world that has redemption. No religion has complete redemption from the curse of sin, sickness, disease, and spiritual death. No religion give you the hope of eternal life in Christ when he shall come to reign with him, to rule with him in heaven and on the earth. There's no religion that redeem you from the curse of Adam's sin and the curse of his nature that brought all of this sorrow upon us. No religion can offer you no eternal hope, no eternal life. No religion can tell you that one that died conquered death, hell, and the grave, and rose on the third day. No religion, no prophet of no religion can give you life and redemption and love of God and reconciliation. And that he broke the bands of death. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered sin. And he rose on the third day. No religion can give you that. But one, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and the hope of his redemption. Okay, how far away? This thing keep fading?
I can hear you clearly. What about you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounded a little distant. A little distant. It sounded like a little distant.
Yeah, because I can. It can't. But you know, praise be to God. Thank God, his word is going out. Thank God, his word is going out.
Amen. All right. Okay. Now, the three things that Satan is doing, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Now I want to know that a nation, America, is divided. And that's four areas. Can you think of the area why Satan got, now that's, the Bible calls about a house divided cannot stand and how precious and for people to work together in unity. Now, there is a unity of good and there's a unity of evil, right?
Amen. Amen.
So Satan is unifying evil all over the earth and false religion and false government. So he's unifying. But the Lord Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is uniting, seeking to unite his people on the firm foundation that Christ laid when he gave his life and rose again to unite his people. And so Satan is seeking to divide the righteous from the righteous and make them the evil and calling good evil and evil good.
Well, therefore, our brother's call had dropped again. And amen. But once again, Jesus Christ is still Lord. He is still God. Amen. And there's none greater. You know, like I said, the devil does not want this message concerning Christ to get out. And this is why, you know, we have said before on the broadcast, some of you may think we just come and just hop on the broadcast and just go to talking and saying anything. But you don't, some of you don't know the things that we have to encounter and go through just to get the word of God out to you. And I'm not saying this to toot our own horn. I'm saying this to that people may understand it's not no easy task. And long as we have the enemy out there, which he will be out there for a particular time, we're going to encounter some resistance. had some hindrances, okay? Amen. But through it all, we still have to remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, I'm going to pass my brother back on here. All right, brother, keep hitting them. Keep hitting them, brother.
Satan, keep hitting them. The Lord rebuke you.
The Lord rebuke you.
I rebuke you in the name of the authority, one that rose from the dead with power and might at the right hand of the Father. I rebind and rebuke you. You're back at your old tricks again. But you're not going to prevail. You're
Amen.
A liar. The angels of the Lord at work. Let the angels of the Lord be at work.
The angels of the Lord at work. Release your angels,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we resist the devil. We resist his interference. And we speak to him and his interfering demons. Stand back.
Stand back now.
The sword of the Lord is against you. The hammer of the Lord is against you. You demons' interferences, we bind you in the airways.
We bind you right now.
We bind you
in the name of Jesus.
Angels,
over these airways right now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus.
We plead the blood of Jesus.
We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus.
We plead the blood against you. The blood of Jesus.
The blood is against
you
right now.
The power of the Lamb's blood. The 41 of Israel, the blood.
In Jesus'
name. The word of God is a flame of
fire.
The word of God is a two-edged sword. The word of God is a flaming sword. A flaming sword, two-edged sword against you. The gospel of Jesus Christ prevails. Amen. All right. The women's night out tonight. And so the division. What do you think this great division on both good and evil, and right for wrong, and right for darkness, truth for error, division?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, you were sounding far away at first, but I can hear you now.
Yeah, the phone is acting up. What do you think about this Satan divided, a house divided against itself, the great divisions?
Amen. It can't stand. Just like the Lord Jesus said, it can't stand. Hallelujah.
What four areas of great division are happening in the world and in the nation? Four areas of great division.
Well, I would say in the household, that's one. In the household, division concerning race. And in some places, in some cases, the gender, there's been a division there.
What?
Okay. Hello?
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, what are the great division and divide that Satan is working in the earth? And then some are good and some is evil.
Yeah. Well, I see the division in the households and the division of concerning race. I've seen that division. Even, brother, in some cases concerning gender.
Oh, yeah, okay. So why is I keep working all this confusion? Now, there's some good division called good and righteous. And then there's some evil uniting. There's uniting of evil forces and uniting
of the righteous. So there are separation and division, good and evil. Separation of good and evil from the righteous to the unrighteous. And now America is divided on four lines. Now, why is so much chaos among families? When the coronavirus hit homes, especially in America, they said that some families could not stand, they got divorced during the coronavirus shut-in.
Yeah, yeah.
So some got blessed and some got cursed.
Yeah.
And so the coronavirus, now nation countries and cities are in chaos and division among racial lines, political lines, government lines, cultural lines, and religious lines, right? Business lines, right?
Amen.
And why do you think that there's so many riots in cities? What about that? What do you think about the different things that are being raised up in different cities in America?
Well, I think that these things that are raising up was things that was, quote, swept under the rug. But, you know, you got to deal with the issue. But I think it was some of the things that it was being hid, or they was caught in hiding, that they can hope they can get by, you know, not dealing with it, that has come to surface again.
Yeah. There's a good division and a terrible unrighteous division. Why do you think that the devil wants Christianity to be divided on different aspects and different areas and foundations? Why do you want the devil want Christians divided? What's the purpose of dividing and conquer?
To keep us from fully going into the purpose of what God has called us to do in delivering the gospel. He don't want none of that.
Why do you think being united on the firm foundation of Christ is important instead of being argument, fighting on contentions and traditions?
Because Satan would not have any power over us if we are united.
Do you know that the world is divided and chaos and confusion and the divisions, many areas of divisions of unrighteousness and wickedness? For example, do you know that the basic largest religions in the world are non-Christian? Do you know that the largest, the most powerful, influential religion? Can you name four religions that why the gospel need to go? There's four major religions in the world that what from the Bible says are in darkness or in deception or false. Four major religions, and they are the most powerful and influential and biggest religions.
You got Catholicism. And you have Islam and Mormonism. Let me see, what is the fourth one?
Hinduism.
Hinduism, yeah.
And Buddhism. And the small ones are what? Christian Science, Jehovah's Witness, and other ones, right?
Right, exactly.
Now, then, why is it important that the two gospels go to these different religions?
Because
they're divided into separate powers, right?
Can't hardly hear you there, brother.
So Satan has got these religions. Do you think Satan is over most of these religions?
Yes, I do. I strongly do believe that. Yes, I do. Can't hear you.
I said, we're not going to tell people what is false and what is real, what is light and darkness, what is error, and what's deception. We're not going to tell them that, are we?
Yes, we do. Because we got the instruction from the commander. The commander in chief told us to do it.
No, brother, we can't tell them. That's judging. We're not going to tell people when we see somebody going over a waterfall or about get hit by a truck. We're not supposed to warn them. We're supposed to let people stay in darkness, aren't we?
No, that's a negative.
Why not? I mean, if you want to be a Hindu, if you want to be a Roman Catholic, if you want to be in sorcery or witchcraft, we're supposed to mind our business, aren't we?
Well, when you're walking with the love of God, you'd be concerned about the soul of man. So, God said we got to give the word. If we have the love for mankind, to love them, then we'll give them what they need, you know, to be delivered, even though it's based on them to accept it or not.
We're not supposed to point out and tell people what sin is, because that's not our business. We're not supposed to tell people what sin and righteousness is. That's not our business.
Well, if that was the case, brother, somebody didn't tell John the Baptist. Somebody didn't tell him, brother.
Did they tell Jeremiah, Peter, James, and John? Did they tell all the prophets?
No, they didn't tell them.
Did they tell Jesus?
Oh, definitely, they didn't tell Jesus.
But I mean, if I were to tell you the difference between light and darkness, I'd be judging. But I tell you about sin and righteousness.
Yeah, that's what we didn't came up with this day, brother. You're right. Judging. Even the sinners ain't caught on to that, brother.
Oh, sinners been on that, brother. Sinners been on that ever since I know them. The devil made sure they used that word wrongly, without understanding, and just pick it up. You can't judge me. Well, you know one thing, the devil is cunning. And he gave them the word in the Bible. They don't know the rest of the words about sin, wickedness, unrighteousness, and repentance, and salvation. But they know about that. You can't judge me. You can't judge me. Hello. You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You can't judge me. You can't judge me, brother. You can't tell me what light and darkness is, what truth and right sin is. And one of the great sins of America, what do you think America's four great sins are that got judgment on them, the four great sins of America in particular?
Homosexuality, abortion is the second one. I would have to say fornication. Idolatry.
What about racism?
Racism, yeah. Yeah.
So you can't speak of these things as being sin because you're judging, brother. You're going to leave folks in darkness.
Yeah, that's what some say, but we can't listen to the song.
Well, I thought Jesus said, preach the gospel, preach the word, in season, out of city. Declare, tell Jacob their sins and their unrighteousness. He commanded to tell them of sin and wickedness, to tell them of darkness, their end, and destruction. That's the command of the Lord. That's what the gospel is about.
Yes, he did.
Should we obey man or should we obey God?
Oh, we got to obey God. We got to obey the command in chief, brother.
What did they whoop the early apostles about in the first sin? What were they whooping them, beating them about?
Oh, beating them about preaching the name of Jesus Christ, the gospel.
And they told them they couldn't preach that, right?
That's right. That's where he gave an order to, told them not to preach it.
So the people today don't want to hear the whole truth, right?
Some people. No, they don't. Some, yeah, you're right, some people.
Do you believe that all Christianity want all the truth that's revealed in the Bible? Do you think most people want to receive it now because that tradition, that church tradition, they want to hear the whole truth, the adulterated truth that's written in the Bible?
No, I don't. I don't believe it. I don't believe so. It's one of the reasons why Jesus been sending the Elijah.
The word allowed me to restore all things, right?
Amen.
Why do you think the Jews were so mad at Jesus most of the time? The religious community.
Brother, he was wrecking their agenda. They had an agenda going, brother.
Wow. Why do you think America, the greatest nation on the earth, the most blessed nation, is now in chaos and darkness, confusion and fighting and strife and bickering?
Because the things that lies within her soul,
unforgiveness, the hatred, the bitterness that lies within us.
Okay, let's invite the women on.
Okay, I'm looking for them in about a minute, brother.
Intention for us.
And found in 112
Psalms 112.
You sound far away there, bro.
Yeah.
Psalms 112. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. 112 Psalms.
Yes.
Okay, what verse are we starting from?
Okay, let's start at verse 1, 1 to verse 8, chapter 112, Psalms 1 to 8, 1 to 8.
Psalms 112, verses 1 to verse 8. The word of God says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.
Read on.
Welcome on.
He has dispersed.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brothers. God bless you. God bless you. I'm listening.
He has dispersed. He has given before. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved, and he shall gash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Satan is going to lose, even though he's calling chaos and confusion, he is going to lose. He is a loser and a liar, the Bible says, but he's going to kick up a lot of dust. Now, here's why he's going to lose. Can you hear me? Can you
hear
me? This is why the devil is going to lose. He's going to keep up a lot of fun. But look at 111 Psalms 4, 8, 9, and 10 verse. 111 Psalms beginning 8, 9, 10.
Psalms 111 verses 8 through 10. The word says, they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
Satan loses. Satan will lose. Satan and his kingdom will fall and crumble. And when it's crumbling, we go to back to 112 Psalms. When Satan, we see a fight going on between Satan's kingdom and the kingdom of God in conflict now. This is why Satan will continue to lose. Beginning at 112, beginning at verse 5.
Psalm 112, beginning at verse 5, it said, a good man showeth favor and lendeth.
He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He have dispersed, he have given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
The kingdom of darkness crumbles and is failed. Demons are beaten down and beaten back. The kingdom of Christ rules and reigns. Their heart is fixed. They shall not be afraid of the evil. They're not trusting in the White House. They're not trusting in government for their deliverance. They're trusting in the government, the kingdom of Christ, to be their deliverance while the kingdom, this world, is falling and crumbling. All right, Sister Anderson.
Amen. Thank God.
Good to hear you.
Thank God for the word.
Okay.
Thank God for the word. And the word of the Lord will stand. Satan will be defeated and Jesus will reign.
That's your time, sister.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been listening to the word, and the word is just so true. God's word stands all by itself. It stands. And I just thank and I praise the Lord for it. And I agree with what has been spoken and what has been read. I can't do nothing but agree with what's been read simply because it's the word of God and it is true anyway. And I was listening from the beginning, and all the things that's, you know, taking place during this this COVID-19, it's so much abuse, abuse with the children going on in the homes, and also adults. Abuse going on with some adults too. And I just thank and I praise the Lord, because as the word go forth and we learn, even though a lot of teachers are not a lot of churches are not teaching all of the word, but I thank God for the truthfulness of his word. I thank God for his redemption plan, for the angel's message to make the word plain and clear for us. Because God will rule and reign. He's going to rule and reign. And he's already told us that, you know, this battle is not ours, but God. All we have to do is be obedient to his word and do what he asks and called us to do. And and his word will stand and is true. But we have to be obedient to what we are called to do. And we can defeat the devil. We can defeat him, which he will be. In the end, he will be defeated. But I thank God for the plain and precious part of the word that's coming forth, to the word of the Lord, to make it plain to the people, because it is our inheritance. It is our, it's our inheritance. It is. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
We want to welcome Sister Helen on. God bless you, Sister Helen.
Yes. God bless.
Go ahead, sister.
Oh, yes. I do thank the Lord, you know, for the word. I hadn't been too long got on, but, you know, I do thank the Lord, you know, for the testimony that I have heard, you know, on tonight. And, you know, and I thank the Lord for his word, and, you know, and I thank the Lord, you know, for how he allowed us to go back, you know, and diligently, you know, search his word, and how he began to reveal his word to us. So sometimes, like, you know, you're just not hearing it. You know, how did I miss that? But, you know, but it was God's appointed time, you know, and I just truly thank the Lord. You know, and I just thank the Lord for everyone and everybody, and you know, and I just ask you all that you just keep Libby, you know, up in your prayers. You know, she kind of had a rough day today. So.
Okay, we'll do so.
Okay.
I want to, this is the time of the rising of the saints. This is a
Amen.
Great and a blessed time of the rising of the saints of God in Christ. I said this is a great and important time for the arising of the kingdom of God in Christ. This is a time of great victory and triumph. Now, Psalms 1 and 12, this is a time of great restoration, revival for to come in, an awakening, a great wave, and it's moving around the earth, but not so much in America. But the great move of the living God, the great move of the Holy Spirit, the visitation of the Lord is moving in certain parts of the earth greatly. Satan is really upset, so he is attacking America, the key. America is the key to Satan's domination. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Amen.
I said this is the key focus point of Satan because America has been ordained, established by Jesus Christ to be a beacon and a light and salvation to many nations and to the world. So he hates America and Jerusalem and the Jews above everything. The first people he hates the most is the redeemed Christians. The redeemed, born-again Christians are the only people who have authority and real dominion in the earth. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Why he hates,
Amen.
Why does he want to divide us from that truth of Luke 2 and Matthew chapter 1? He is dividing and deceiving about the foundation so he can overthrow the believers with error, traditions, and lies. So if you stand strong in Christ as one, God is trying to unite the righteous.
Man.
Yeah.
He's trying to unite and divide. There's a good division, and then there's a bad division. But then there's a righteous, because God wants to unite the righteous, and the evil one is uniting the wicked, which dividing. So how's divided against itself? America's divided, even among religious and Christian line, race line, culture line, business line, world line, because America is the center of world deliverance, and so Satan has to bring America down. He has to. That's the only way he can dominate and control. Do you get it?
Amen.
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 And that's why Christians in America are under attack, and I don't know why. I'm talking about the real Christians. I'm talking about the born-again redeemed believers. I'm not talking just about church people going, but I'm talking about redeemed fighters, redeemed, reformed, new creation Christians. They are under attack because they must turn back and loose their, all of their weapons against Satan and his kingdom. They must really begin to dig in, begin to fight, and cast down the enemy, to take it to the devil. Take it to him. Take it to him day and night. You must make a proclamation, a decree, every day. You must make a proclamation and decree in the Lord, in the word of God, every day. You are not to go backtrack. You are to go forward as a warrior, and begin to put on your armor every day and every morning and declare to the enemy, you're going to be defeated. You're going to be defeated. And you're going to be defeated this day. You're going to be defeated tomorrow. You're going to be defeated next week. And I'm declaring your defeat.
Yes, Lord.
And you must take your 45s and begin to shoot. Whenever the word of God is before you, release it. Release it. Release it. And if you don't release it, if you don't release, if you don't release the weapons of your warfare, it's not God's fault.
That's right. Amen.
If you sit and don't know what the weapons of your warfare are and the word of God to release it, it's not Jesus' fault. See, America is divided, and he's taking the gospel away from them And they are sitting wondering why they're in chaos, confusion. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know that one can chase a thousand?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't believe
Amen.
That, if you don't start, we don't start believing that and start acting that we believe it, one can chase a thousand?
Yes.
Two can put 10,000 to a fight?
Amen.
Yes.
Can I get a Baptist amen?
Jesus.
Can I get an Jesus. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
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 If we don't start pleading
yes.
the blood,
yes.
and
yes.
pleading
yes.
the word of God as a sword against the enemy,
yes.
every day
yes.
you must release
yes.
the blood
yes.
of the weapons and the word of God daily.
Amen.
Because he
yes.
must. He must stop the Christians. He must bring them in fear. He must bring
uh-huh.
them in doubt and oppression to stop them.
Uh-huh.
He must war
yeah.
against their mind.
Yeah.
He must war against their household. He
yeah.
must war
Amen.
Against their community. He
yeah.
must turn your house against you. Turn your community fighting against one another. Turn
mm-hmm.
the religious church against one another.
Mm-hmm.
You see what he has done to the Church of Christ? And to
Amen.
Other churches?
Amen.
Yes.
And that is because they do not know the weapons of their warfare.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
Thank
I said
Lord
they
Jesus.
Do not know the weapons of their warfare.
Jesus. Yes.
If
Amen.
We don't learn,
Amen.
If we do not learn, take my yoke and learn from it, Jesus said. If we don't learn that we are in war, we are in spiritual war and a battle, and the weapons of your warfare. So who's going to train the untrained people? Well, Brother Nate is on here, and Brother to train them. But many people will reject them and remain in bondage
mm-hmm.
and in darkness.
Yes. Yep.
But those that want to be free and loose themselves from their pride, pride, the religious pride, say religious pride.
Religious pride.
Religious pride.
America's
religious
bound
pride.
By pride. Religious pride,
religious.
Culture pride,
religious.
Race pride, political pride,
religious.
All kind of pride.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And religious pride will not help you. You know, religious pride will stop you from receiving certain parts of the truth.
Amen.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
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 Do you know why certain churches, they can't even talk to one another? They can't
Amen.
Communicate with one another. They
Amen.
Can't say hello. They can't share with, they can't testify. Because of
yes.
religious pride and deception. They think they're better.
Yes.
They think they're more righteous. Well, we got the priesthood. We got this. And we're the church of this. All that is sin and rebellion and pride.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
yes.
is.
Healable. Help us to repent. Help us to confess. Help
yes.
us to humble ourselves. Help us
yes.
a broken heart. Give us a humble heart, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Deliver us. Deliver
yes.
our nation, our government.
Yes.
You
yes.
see how much pride in our government come every day, contentious and pride and self-righteousness come out of the government and both parties?
Jesus. Amen.
What do you hear?
You,
hatred, contention, division. Now, there's a righteous tribe, a righteous pride, but I'm going to close here because the Lord is about to move in the earth and he's about to move in America greatly. By those that press in, press in, press in.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Press in.
Jesus.
Now,
yes,
we got to unite in righteousness on the foundation of Christ.
Yes.
And we have to war.
Yes,
we have
Lord.
To intercede and war. Say war.
Yes.
And intercede and war.
Yes.
Intercede and war.
Yes.
Intercede
yes.
and war.
Yes.
Intercede and war.
Yes.
Intercede and war. Intercede in Christ and war the good fight of war.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
War.
Thank you, Jesus.
War.
Yes. Yes,
war.
Intercede in Christ and war.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. We're about to come to a close. Anybody read a letter that Sister Stella wrote about the Signet one?
Oh, I read it.
It's a very good. It's very good. It's very good. Commend her. It is very good because I've been thinking and talking about this Signet one for quite a while now.
Man.
So she wrote a paper, work on it, very good. I commend her. I commend her, sister. I always have to give honor to honors due. We don't have to worry about the Lord can use whoever he wants to use, so I don't worry about that. Now, I know a lot of people can. It's not going to receive you because she's a woman and she's this, and they'll make all kind of excuses. Oh, that pride, that pride is a dangerous thing. I'm telling you, it is the most one of the most dangerous weapons that Satan used, pride.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, brother, who want to say something to the women of the world as we close? As we have a few minutes left.
Yes, Lord.
Well, nobody gonna say anything. I'll lift my hands up. I'm not gonna be afraid. All the sisters and all the women of the world, and all the mothers and wives, and especially those who have lost husbands, your husbands who are in jail and being many across the waters, people are. Christians are being shot, tortured, and put in jail, and my heart goes out. I'm sending a donation to the Voice of Martyrs to help all those families who have lost their husbands because of their Christian stand. The Voice of Martyrs, where they're killing Christian pastors over the world, in even Sudan and Africa, in Russia and China and Syria and Lebanon. Many people are dying, being imprisoned for the word of God, the gospel of shake. While we over here fighting one another in America, the devil is moving to destroy Christians in these Muslim Hindu nations. So our prayers goes out to these children and the women who are left for years, and they are faithful, they are heroes, they are true warriors. So let's stop feeling sorry for ourselves and start feeling sorry for them.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank you,
now, you see, as we go, many nations are suffering for the name of Jesus and the gospel. And we in America has got it so easy, and we're always complaining about something, grumbling about something. We just spoil.
Amen.
I said we spoil.
Amen.
We're spoil. But those people are fighting for their lives, survival, and we need to get in that war and help these sisters around the world in Christ and get involved in their lives and the mission of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, America, and I thank God for some of the churches that are reaching out, the faith movement, the Assembly of God, the Church of God in Christ, the church that are reaching out to some of these nations, and I commend them that have enough love to reach out.
Amen.
So we want you to know we love you, and everyone that hears us, we care about you. Get in touch with us and bring your requests and your needs wherever you and what nation you're in. And so as we close this hour, we want you to know the reason we on this ground, we love Jesus and we love you, nations of the earth. God bless you.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus Christ, and he will rescue you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank all of you that have been listening. As for Brother Lee and Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.